This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It's been a week, plus or minus, since Tesla announced its new D model, 0 to 60 in 3.2 seconds, which is great if you have a need to go 0 to 60 in 3.2. Of course, it'll cost you $100,000, so there's that. Tesla CEO Elon Musk is promising an affordable electric car in about 3 years. The challenge, though, for Musk and everybody else in the electric car business is finding a battery that lasts long enough and sells for cheap enough. It is fundamentally an engineering problem, one that is being tackled with some success by a startup in Michigan. Marketplace's Scott Tong from the Sustainability Desk took a visit.
So why do the computer chips in our phones improve exponentially under what they call Moore's Law, but our batteries die by lunchtime? Anne-Marie Sastry is surely tired of this question. She runs a battery startup, and here's her answer.
You know, there are actually very few technology areas whose key performance index follows Moore's Law. I mean, do your clothes follow Moore's Law in terms of how long they last? Does interior paint?
Building the battery of tomorrow is hard. It's up against certain limits of chemistry. Sastry quit her engineering professor job at the University of Michigan to take it on, and she started up a firm called SACTI3.
Here you see a lot of equipment that we use to...
It's been in the news lately for a big lab breakthrough. The company produces what are called solid-state batteries. There are no liquids inside to hog space and weight, just the essentials.
In a liquid system, the liquid in your battery or the gel in your battery is only a highway for the ions to move to the active material.
Highway that's taken up a fair bit of space.
Precisely.
Okay.
And that is actually penalizing your energy density.
Energy density is the key concept here. How much oomph can you pack into a light, tiny package? SACTI3's big moment was smashing a key technical barrier, packing 1,000 units of energy into 1 liter of space.
We were pretty thrilled because today's battery technologies are hovering around 600.
The upshot? A power source that can last almost twice as long for half the price or less. Or in car terms, it pushes toward an electric vehicle with a $25,000 price tag and no range issues. Right now, though, it's all potential. SACTI3 still has to figure out large-scale production, which could take 2 years to market, or longer.
Scientific discovery does not respect your timeline.
That's clean energy investor Matt Norden of MNL Partners in Boston. He's seen a lot of exciting promises end up in the technology graveyard.
You can sit down and lay out, I'm going to do these experiments in this order with this many people over this many months, and I'm going to get to the answer. You know what? And you might get it tomorrow morning. You might get it 5 years from now. You might get it never.
Tomorrow morning. For decades, that's been the tease of electric cars for the masses, that we're almost there. And that guides the thinking of car historian David Kirsch. He teaches at the University of Maryland Business School.
The electric vehicle has been the car of tomorrow for 100 years. It's always been a day away. There have been predictions since the late 1960s about the coming golden age of electric vehicles.
The key is a better battery, but it's more than that. The incumbent fuel, gasoline, is far more energy dense than may always be. Gas is a liquid that's easy to transport down a pipeline and pour into your car. For all the carbon pollution minuses, it has a lot of everyday pluses. Insurmountable? Battery pioneer Anne-Marie Sastry reads her history a little differently.
When better technology becomes available, it can be adopted with breathtaking speed. If you just look at the computing revolution, that's clear. Now we're in the cloud, and that is revolutionary, and that's clear. Does portable high-energy density power change everything? Yes, it changes everything.
She says her breakthrough battery may first show up in consumer electronics and wearable smartwatches. But automaker GM has already invested in her ideas, and there are whispers SACTI3 is already testing the next-generation product, a new material beyond lithium. Says Anne-Marie Sastry, no comment for now. In Ann Arbor, Michigan, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.